Coming your way today, live from the Lorain Public Library System Studios, it's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL at 100.3 FM. He's Matt Douglas, I'm Andy Bullbarch, and you have us until 6 o'clock tonight. We've got the hotline ready to rock and roll. We've got our very first guest ready to join us. We've got author Kate Stemple, and she penned the new book, Sprinkles. She joins us right now. Kate, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
Hi, good day. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we're going to get in to the book Sprinkles in just a moment, but after reading a little bit about you earlier today, I understand your journey of writing began at the age of 9. So tell us all about this journey and how you got into writing.
Right. So, well, I've always liked to write, and I always had a strong creative side, you know, in that I like to express myself through writing. And then when I was 9, I started to write a little short story, and it kind of just developed from there. And my parents submitted it to a couple magazines, and it was picked up as, you know, a cute little 9-year-old story. So, you know, I've written my whole life. I've written stories for my kids, told them stories out loud. And I kind of came up with this story about a year and a half ago. And I told the kids the story, and they said that they liked it so much that I should really make it into a real book this time. So that's what I did.
So you made it into a real book. Sprinkles is the name of it. Now, it's been out for just about a month now, right? Maybe a little bit more than that?
Yeah, it launched on September 30th, so just about a month now.
Okay, so let's go over the premise of the book, which, as I understand it, involves trees, cupcakes, kids, and strong relationships, right?
There we go. So I think the overriding theme with the book is miniature moments and things in the miniature. So bonsai tree is on the cover, and then there's mini cupcakes. And it's really about weaving together a story of an unlikely friendship between a young girl who was loosely based on my own daughter, making an unlikely friendship with a lonely elderly man, and how sometimes the smallest gestures in life can have the greatest impact. So that's where the miniature theme comes in.
So where exactly did the inspiration behind the book come from?
So I volunteered for many years with a wonderful organization called City Meals on Wheels. I'm sure you guys have something similar there.
Yes.
And they deliver, you know, meals to homebound elderly patients. And you know, I worked in New York City doing this for many years. And I really found that, you know, not only were, you know, they looking forward to, of course, the warm meal, but it was also about the companionship that came along with the meal. So sometimes the nourishment was not just about the food. It was about sitting down and visiting with the person that just needed to have a little friendship here and there.
Author Kate Stemple joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking about her new book, Sprinkles. So talking about the inspiration, you mentioned about a minute or two ago that, you know, the main character here, Sky, was loosely based off of your daughter here. And character development is always interesting to me. So how tough was it to put this character, the main character, Sky, together?
That was a piece of cake.
Okay.
So literally the likeness of it looks exactly like my daughter. She's got these perfect little blonde ringlet curls and kind of a devilish grin to her. But she also has a wonderful sense of empathy to her. So one of my daughter's strong suits is that, you know, whenever she sees somebody that, you know, is in need of help, you know, another child who's dropped a backpack perhaps, or, you know, isn't feeling well, she's always the first child to go over and give them a hug or help them repack their backpack, that kind of thing. So, you know, with this character, it's the same kind of concept in that she really is empathetic in some ways and shows compassion. And then she has a sense of innocence to her that really allows for, you know, a friendship to grow between her and the lonely elderly man who's in the book.
Kate, overall, what do you hope that kids take when they read this book from your book?
That's a great question. So I really do believe that the small gestures in life can amount to a lot. So, you know, I think that that's a concept that children can understand. It's bite-sized. So any little thing that they do impacts others around them. So whether it be just smiling at a person or helping them with the door or just being kind to one another, that all those things can really add up and change a person's day and sometimes even change their life. You never know, and we could all use a little bit of compassion these days, I think.
Sure.
And in the book Sprinkles, Skye is trying to change the ways of Mr. Conway. So you talked about where the inspiration behind the character Skye came from. What about the character development for Mr. Conway? Was that based off of anything in particular?
It was. Actually, you're the first person to ask that, because I think people just think it's a generic name. But it's loosely based on Tim Conway, who was one of my all-time favorite comics. When I was a kid, I used to beg to stay up late to watch the Carol Burnett show, and I always thought his character of, like, the world's oldest man was literally the funniest thing I'd ever seen. But I remember thinking it was so cool that here he was, this young guy, and he's playing this really old man, and, you know, you don't know it. So in my head, when I was coming up with this character, the thought process was he's this lonely older man who appears, you know, gruff and kind of angry at the world. But really, that's not the case. So he's also something that maybe you don't realize at first, which is that perhaps he's just lonely and he needs, you know, somebody to give him a smile and give him a reason to, you know, get up in the morning and do things and be happy again. So that's where it was based. And I actually did a little bit of research on Tim Conway, which is that he grew up in Ohio.
Yep.
So that is in the book. He did not, I don't think he grew up on a strawberry farm, which I put in there as just a whimsical note, but I liked that aspect of it.
Is that part of the fun of being an author, though? Getting to take a character that maybe has been created and getting to put your own personal touch and create that backstory to him?
Totally, absolutely. And, you know, when you really want to relate to children and try to tie everything together, you know, I think you can have a lot of fun with that. So, you know, every child loves Goodnight Moon. And I remember as a child trying to find all the little cool things in the background of each illustration, you know, the little mittens or the little socks. So, you know, I think I tried to incorporate that in the book at some point, you know, when she's going to visit with Mr. Conway, they've kind of struck up a friendship. You know, he lets her look at his shiny coin collection. You know, I worked with the illustrator to put that on a bookshelf and put some miniatures in the background. And, you know, that kind of stuff is really fun to incorporate, just the stuff that you enjoy and that you can, you know, hopefully other people will enjoy as well. It's fun little treasures.
I've got to ask, because I'm a big fan of dogs, and I know that there is a dog, Coco, that's involved in this book, and you obviously like dogs as well. You've got two Siberian Huskies?
I do. They're actually peering at me right now. I'm in my office, and I've locked them out because sometimes they wrestle and they woo-woo a lot in the background. So I was like, you guys got to sit in the living room while I do this. I've always had Siberian Huskies. I grew up with Welsh Corgis, but I just was drawn to Huskies because they're a little bit more difficult in some ways, and I kind of like that challenge. But they're really just wonderful family dogs. They have no aggression in them whatsoever. They were originally bred by Eskimos, and they were shared as a tribe, and everybody shared them in the village. And so they don't really have a sense of ownership, per se. So they do not guard my house at all. If anybody, you know, came over, they would be happy to show you where the jewelry is. But they're wonderful around everybody, and they're curious and they're inquisitive. Like, they're always peering over my shoulder, you know, what I'm doing. And I think, you know, when I was writing this book and doing a lot of work, it's really nice to have my own little furry companions with me all the time.
Understood. Look, dogs are a great support group. There's no question
Absolutely.
About that. Every dog owner could certainly agree with that. No question.
Yeah.
Now,
yep.
your book, because of the way it's structured, I think you'll agree, it does tell a wonderful story, but the illustrations are a very big part of this. How closely do you work with the illustrators to make sure you guys get the end result that you've got?
So, you know, it's interesting. I actually used my kids as, like, my testing board and stuff because I felt like, well, you know, the styles that I would gravitate towards are not necessarily what kids nowadays, you know, would like and what would appeal to them. So when I was first working with the publisher and they were sending me, you know, some portfolios of different illustrators, I would show them my kids and say, you know, what do you like? And they really liked this guy. His name is Kurt Hershey, like the candy bar. And he does a lot of graphic novels, which you can probably tell in the book. It's a similar style to graphic novels. And I was like, just don't make it dark. This is Sprinkles. It's a nice book about compassion. But I really loved that it had like a fresher take to it, a more modern approach than necessarily what I would pick. So we started there, and then it just was, you know, kind of a process that, you know, when he'd come up with an illustration for the corresponding text, you know, we'd review it, I'd review it, and tweak things, change things, like I said, add some little details, like the shiny coin collection, stuff like that. But it was a lot of fun. It was really a collaborative, fun process. I enjoyed it.
So that's fascinating. So he kind of reads the book, and based on the page, he comes up with an image. Is it interesting from your standpoint to see how somebody else views the page or the pages that you've written?
Yeah, absolutely. So I did cheat a little bit with the picture of Sky. I sent him like 20 photos of my daughter. Sure. And then with the dogs, I sent him a bunch of photos of the dogs because I wanted to take both of my dogs and kind of meld it into one for Coco. I didn't want to play favorites on that one. But it was really interesting, you know, especially because there is some, you know, emotion on the pages, you know, the walks that he takes when he's lonely, he's on his evening constitution, and then, you know, when he feels happiness for the first time, you know, I didn't want to guide him too much or over-talk those details. And I really feel like he nailed it because you see the looks on his face, and it is, you know, full of expression. And to me, he just got it. So it really worked from my perspective.
I've always found it interesting, too, in speaking with authors, and we've had many on the show over the years, that when you're putting a book together, you know, a lot of times you have to take pieces out, you have to take parts out when you go through that editing process. Were there any characters or any parts in the book that you really wanted to be in the finished product but didn't quite make the final cut when you had to send it to the editor?
That's funny. So I have a son, too, wonderful son, and he's 12. So I initially thought, you know, he's not going to want to be in a, you know, a children's book, and, you know, he's not even going to care. So then, you know, I almost finished the whole book, and he was like, well, where's me in this book? You know? You didn't even put me. So I kind of tried. So I don't know if I necessarily took anything out. I went to go add something. And then at that point, it was kind of like, you know what, the whole thing has to be reworked if we're going to add another character. So we can't do that. But, yeah, you do have to, you know, be somewhat nimble. And I think with a children's book, you know, you can be, you know, as long as you're not going, you know, over your page limit and stuff like that, you can change things as you go. And perhaps my next book, I will add him in as a character.
Very nice. Well, I was just going to say, so – correct me if I'm wrong here, but this is your very first, right? This is your first?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. It is my very first, and I actually have a nice concept that I've been cooking up for my second, and it's kind of coming together now. It's percolating, so I'm getting excited. I'm getting that feeling like, ooh, okay, this is, I like where this is going, and I think it's going to work, so hopefully in a year or so.
Well, yeah, yes, you have to at the very least enjoy the release of your first book first, right?
Right. Exactly. Yes, you do. And it is a, you know, it is a fun, you know, PR process and going out and reading to all the kids. I've been going into a lot of nursery schools and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm enjoying that aspect again, and it's fun to get the kids' feedback after I read it to them, all that good stuff.
The book is Sprinkles. You can learn more at sprinklesthebook.com. That's sprinklesthebook.com. The author of Sprinkles is Kate Stemple. She's our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Kate, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for stopping by today, and we look forward to talking to you again when that next book drops.
You got it. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it, guys.
Thank you, Kate. Again, that's Kate Stemple, author of the book Sprinkles. You can check out more by visiting sprinklesthebook.com. Again, that's sprinklesthebook.com.